Eastern War between Germany and Russia. Germany invaded Russia in order to head off communism, as enemies of communism. Nazis were enemies of communism. Communism killed hundreds of millions. Hitler allegedly killed 6 million Jews. It's untrue. It's just not true. It's a fabrication. That so-called Holocaust is quite simply a fabrication. You can spend a couple of hours on the internet, and if you seek out the revisionists, the best revisionists, you'll see all the evidence points one way and all of the emotion points in the other way. The emotion fully backs 6 million Jews wickedly killed in gas chambers by the Nazis. Ooh. All the emotions on one side, all the evidence is on the other. How on earth in a couple of years do you cremate 6 million corpses? It's not possible. With the number of gas ovens that they had at the most in at Auschwitz or anywhere, the evidence is just absolutely against every time. But minds no longer run on evidence. People's minds today are gone. They watch soap operas and TV. It's all emotion, emotion, emotion. And then the Holocaust is true. Or it seems truth is then defined by emotion. What makes me feel chocolate is true. What makes me feel uncomfortable because it goes against what I think is not necessarily true or untrue. What does truth depend on? It depends on the evidence. Who still today has minds that run on evidence? Not many.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
People's minds, people don't think. They don't want to think. And quite honestly, they're incapable of thinking. And guess what? Their education today is made so that they won't think. In the old days, you used to learn logic, and you used to learn arguments, and you used to so on. Today, no longer. No, 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 no. You're taught to run on emotion. People run on emotion, and then they cannot understand how the Holocaust is not true, because they're judging by emotion. But if you want to know whether the Holocaust is true or not, go by the evidence. Look up the evidence and you'll see, if you've got a half a brain in your head, you'll see in a short space of time that the Holocaust is quite simply a fabrication. 6 million gassed. There wasn't one deadly gas chamber, there wasn't one gas chamber in Nazi Germany which was killing human beings. Not one.
And where the story came from that those were dangerous showerheads, I don't know. That must have come out of the Russian propaganda.
Like Steven Spielberg.
Pretty much.
Everybody in Schindler's List is waiting for the gas to come in.
And all it is,
lo and behold, all it was
is salt and water came raining down on us in this great big, we called it banya, which is a Russian word for a washroom.
Not one. What there was in the concentration camps were disinfection chambers where Cyclone B gas was used to delouse clothing of prisoners as they came into the camps. That there was. That there is the evidence for. The evidence of the prussic acid is a blue stain in the concrete. Of these disinfection chambers, that you find. That is evidence. In the walls, it's evidence. But in the walls of the alleged gas chambers, often built after the war, it's a fabrication, sheer fabrication.
The requirements necessary in the design of a facility that contains a highly explosive and highly poisonous gas. You must have gasketed doors, no windows, means of getting the gas in, means of getting the gas out, something for heating the gas and the air to constantly keep the right temperature, explosion-proof switches, lighting facilities, etc. None of these ever existed. We're talking about brick and mortar buildings without heat, with non-explosion proof lighting, without gasketed doors, in some cases without doors at all, and with crematories that opened very close or adjacent to the facility. If these facilities were used for gas execution facilities, if those persons operating the facilities didn't gas themselves to death at the same time that the executees died, they certainly would have been blown to bits when the gas exploded from a spark arc in a switch, the heat of a light bulb, or the gas approaching and getting into the crematory furnace. I mean, it's just ludicrous to consider that these facilities could have been used as gas chambers.
And if I go to that building with the BBC television cameras, I'm going to be pointing out about the inside of the doors. I'll say, what a funny thing. That gas chamber door's got a handle on the inside. Now, I was in Pentonville Prison for contempt of court 3 or 4 years ago, and I can't remember having had a handle on the inside of my cell door. Yet we're being told that 800 people packed into that room, according to the eyewitnesses, were so stupid that it never occurred to them to open the door with the handle that the Nazis had very kindly provided on the inside. And everybody's believed it for the last 50 years, and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, nay, millions of school children have been bussed across Europe to that site and told to go in that building and shudder, because that's where millions of Jews were killed by the Nazis during World War II. And only now is the truth beginning to come out that nobody was gassed in that building, because that building was built by the Poles, as they now admit, in 1948, 3 years after World War II was over.
Sheer fabrication.
But that's the stupidity of modern man. Modern man thinks he's so smart. He's got so many universities. Everybody now goes to university, and everybody becomes stupid at these modern universities. Who can deny it? I said that yesterday, I think, that you come out of these modern universities with a degree in a circular shape, colored black, with 2 ears on top. They're Mickey Mouse degrees in these modern universities. They're not universities at all. They're the appearance of universities without the substance or reality. The whole of the modern world is appearances. Appearances inherited from yesterday of a world that's disappearing and gone. It's been emptied out by those who have been clever enough to fool the masses. And we know who those who are clever enough to fool the masses.
A lot of the real craziness comes, if you like, from rural white Americans who feel that they're losing their country, they're losing ownership of the country. And they're right. I mean, we are becoming more diverse, more multicultural, and they are, in the end, they are not the future. In the end, the power they still have will go away. But it's a very difficult time until then.
At this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Before that, we're talking about years before it. Hitler first comes into power. What's the first two laws? Okay, I'll save you the time. Rule number one, no more pornography, no more homosexuality, none of that garbage, not allowed. Berlin, in the 30s, in the 20s, was the Sodom and Gomorrah of the day. They were the Las Vegas of the day. They were the Sodom and Gomorrah of the day. Homosexuality, pornography, all the bestiality, all the garbage of the world, that was the capital of the world. He outlawed it, and you're no longer allowed, closed all the bars, all the gay clubs, all the production, which were all run by Jewish people, unfortunately. Second rule. What's the second rule? Second rule was, you're not allowed to charge interest. No more interest. Now you would think, why? What does he care about interest? Because all the people that had the money, that lent the money out, were Jews. He didn't like it. He said no more interest. Why? Because of the high interest that the Jews charged people was so high, it ruined, it destroyed the economy in Germany.
So what we know about Adolf Hitler is like what we know about history.
The victors, of course, write the history, don't they? They write the history, and they tell us a narrative, and we're supposed to swallow that bullshit as if it's true. The major crime of Adolf Hitler was that he got out, he got Germany out of a banking debt that was drowning the German people. Drowning the German people in a cesspool of moral decay, drowning in debt. And he had the nerve to actually say fuck off to the bankers and start printing their own money. And Germany went from a destitute post-World War country that was drowning, Germans starving, no jobs, nothing. And he got them out of that debt and literally brought that nation back to a powerhouse within several years just by using their own money supply. That's the real crime that Adolf Hitler committed.
That the Jews charged people was so high, it ruined and destroyed the economy in Germany. They destroyed, just like they destroyed Russia a few years before that through their communism over there. Jews destroyed Russia through their communism over there. Jews destroyed Russia. Not green. Jews destroyed. Communism is by Jews. Well, don't let anybody confuse you. Not green. Jews destroyed. Communism is by Jews. You look at history, Karl Marx, all the other Rishayim, they're all Jews. Wicked, but nonetheless Jews. They destroyed Russia, and he wrote in chapter 2 of Mein Kampf, they destroyed Russia, now they wanted, they're destroying Germany, that's why I have to destroy them.
The whole of the modern world is appearances inherited from yesterday, of a world that's disappearing and gone. It's been emptied out by those who have been clever enough to fool the masses. And we know who those are who were clever enough to fool the masses. And the masses want to be fooled because they don't want God. So anybody who will lie to them cleverly enough to get rid of God, they will like and they will follow. That's what you've got today. And that's why we've got COVID. Because COVID is a classic case of appearances without the reality. The propaganda is relentless day after day after day. And it's lying, lying, lying all the time. About how many that are in the hospitals, what they're in the hospitals for, what does them good in the hospitals, and so on and so on and so on. They're putting the hospitals on ventilators and they're killed. They're put onto ivermectin and within a few hours they start feeling better. But they're told the exact opposite. Ivermectin is banned and ventilators become obligatory for people shoved into the hospitals because of allegedly COVID. It's absolutely wicked what is going on. And the people are too stupid to realize because they've been served up a stupid education. And they have wanted a stupid education because they don't want God. Think about it. Think about it. It's war on God. Modern man wages morning, noon and night war on Almighty God. Well, God is not mocked. Nor is he fooled. And he's coming back. Watch out.
You're giving me a headache.
Yeah, tell me about it. It took the hackers months to figure out how to do this.
There's a whole world order is being built upon coming out of the Second World War, is being built upon this reading of the Second World War. And if you finger this particular topic, you're threatening the whole new world order.
Well, tell me about it, Bishop.
Die Grenzwacht hielt im Osten im Feinde lange stand. Heut kehren wir.